Hey guys, this just in. There were injuries out in Norman, Oklahoma, and apparently from what I read, it sounds like it was real sketchy for a while, but the facts are starting to come together. They're working. Two guys were working 120 foot up, and apparently a rope broke, and it hit one guy in the face, knocked him unconscious. And the way they wrote it, the other guy was stuck up there until they got another rope. So a third guy went up the tower, and I guess he was trying to attach a rope, and he slipped, and he hurt himself. But when he got the rope attached, it was enough to get the other two guys. The other guy that wasn't hurt was able to rescue the guy that was hurt, that was knocked unconscious. But then when he was coming down the tower on a rope, I guess he was rappelling, he was coming down too fast. And he went right on top of a 20-foot pole, according to the reports. It's in Coco.com. They talk about the injury on the tower and what happened. And then witnesses say from Channel 4, News Channel 4, K4.com, that the force of the rope knocked him unconscious. The two men were stranded near the tower for about 15 minutes while a third worker tried to get him down. The third worker climbed to secure a new rope, and the two men slipped again. And I guess when they went down the rope, I don't know what happened. Something happened that they went down pretty fast, and they hit a 20-foot pole, and they're in injuries. They got sent to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. And that's really the last thing that I heard. They're updating it. I'll update the blog. Just read the blog. I'll try to put in what I can there. But one guy got hurt when a rope hit him. Another guy came up the tower, had to hang another rope. When he hung the other rope, he slipped and got hurt. I don't know what happened there. But then the other guy that was on the tower tried to rescue his workmate. And when he was coming down the tower, I guess he couldn't slow down for whatever reason. So he was bringing his workmate down the tower, and he couldn't slow down, hit a 20-foot pole. He couldn't stop for some reason. I don't know why. I don't know what he was using to descend. I just don't know. And hopefully we'll get the facts, you know, maybe when OSHA releases something, because the way these things work, we'll probably get some more news tonight. So I got all the links in there. Go to the links. They are updating them, so we should find something out very soon. And this is about, it's about 3:30 Eastern when I'm putting this together. So I'll do the best I can to get the facts out to you guys. All right. This should be a reminder that we have to be safe and be prepared. So I don't know why the rope broke. I don't know what happened. So it just pays to be safe and be prepared. And it just sounds like when one thing went wrong, you had the domino effect. It sounded like everything went wrong after that. Now, his workmate did try to rescue him from what it says here. So that's good. And they did get to the ground. Unfortunately, when he hit the ground or hit that pole on his way down, for whatever reason, they couldn't stop. It caused more injuries. All right. Read the blog to stay up to date. WadeForWireless.com or WadeSarver.com/podcast. See you.